his death, and the climax of his sacrifice for us. This week, on this tape, we have our youth and adult choirs singing the cantata and Easter Alleluia. We're so fortunate, we're so blessed with the wonderful ministry of music which our church has, and we are very happy to have the choirs bring the message of Palm Sunday and of Easter to us in music. We hope you find an inspiration. We hope you find a lift. We hope you sense that God is present and active, not only here in church, but in your home and in your life as well. May God bless you very much. Eternal God, Lord of the passing years, and Lord of the days yet to be, but also the Lord who keeps and enriches us in the present, we turn to you in this time of prayer. We raise our praises and honor to you, realizing that you have blessed us beyond our deserving, and guiding us when we did not want to be led, and called us to tasks which we did not want to do. Your love and concern amaze us, and we can only be contrite and humble before you. As we worship on this day known as Palm Sunday, we pray that you will grant us the courage and the steadfastness which marked our Lord's character. He did not detour from doing your will, even when he faced danger and hostility. Help us to be like him. When he was deserted and in agony, he relied on your never-failing support. Help us to be like him. When we ponder his strength, we are ashamed of our own frailties. When we see his love, we are ashamed of the lack of concern which we have. When we see his winsomeness, we are embarrassed about how we often repel other people. And when we look at his teachings, we are reluctant to hear them and more reluctant to do them. We thank you for your love, the beauty around us, the persons around us who reflect your love, for the natural order which enables us to plan and to discover, for those joyous times in which a taste of the abundant life is experienced, for those trying times which serve to sharpen our sensitivity to your love. For those things, for much, much more, we thank you. O Lord, be with those whose lives are made precarious by sin or uncontrollable by outward circumstance. Be with those who bear the loneliness of separation and the burden of worry. Give to those who are ill the mercy of healing. Give guidance to those who wander aimlessly and to those who face critical decisions. Give strength to those who are battered by life's hard experiences. Give humility to those whose world is rosy. And give the assurance of a wondrous future to those who hope and to those who have no hope. Give each of us a steadfast commitment that will not, like those of old, welcome Jesus, and then a few days later, crucify him. Now, Lord, we wait in a moment of silence so that you can speak to us and so that you can hear the yearnings in our hearts. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen.